42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley joins us now. And Alderman, we just reported that the mayor's office issued a statement. Let me read this from Mayor Lightfoot. At my direction, the city of Chicago's law department filed a complaint for injunctive relief against the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 7 and its president, John Catanzara, for engaging in supporting and encouraging a work stoppage or strike. What's your take on this?
Well, actually, I'm learning this news from you, Bob, so I'm going to have to dig more into that. But it's pretty clear the relationship between the rank-and-file police and the mayor is heavily damaged. And I have to think that if the mayor had a mandate that police officers had to tie their shoes before work, they'd refuse. I mean, it's being told to do things, I think, is the issue. It's less about the vaccine for these folks.
Mm-hmm.
As for the lawsuit itself, look, I think the mayor's intentions are good. We want people to get vaccinated. And I certainly don't want our men and women in the police department and fire department getting sick. But it'll be interesting to see how that court case plays out. It's certainly not going to do a whole lot to improve the relationship with the police. But I understand where the mayor is coming from. I also understand where the rank and file is coming from. It's going to be a difficult several months as they hopefully can try and repair this.
Yeah, for all of our sakes, I hope they do. And speaking of that, you know, there's another story today about a man seriously injured on the Ryan, an expressway shooting. It seems like every day the carjackings and shootings. Have you been involved at all with the police in terms of what they're trying to do to get a handle on this?
Well, I have. You know, a lot of the incidents you're talking about on the expressways and the ramps is a coordinated effort between the state police, Cook County, and Chicago police. They've put together a task force. They're getting federal assistance now as well. I'm being told they're going to be deploying use of more helicopters to assist in the effort. But there is now a coordinated effort, multi-levels, multiple agencies trying to get after this thing. It is incredible that we've seen so many shootings on our highway system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unprecedented. So I know they are committing resources to it. It's very difficult to prevent these things from happening, and it's just as hard to investigate them afterwards. So it's going to require a lot of resources.
Yeah, speaking of which, downtown in your ward, for a while on my way in very early in the morning, I was noticing police cars parked every few blocks, Mars lights on, a great deterrent, and also it made people who were out and about feel safer. I haven't seen that presence lately. Don't we need those folks out there still?
We actually have them out there, Bob. And you're going to see them really Thursday through Sunday. You know, again, it's a resource issue, and they're very limited down here. But the good news is, overnight, especially during kind of prime time entertainment hours, we have an incredible police presence downtown that we did not have 2 months ago.
Oh, that's
and
good.
That's partially the result of my intense lobbying and my kind of public exchange with the mayor's office. But we have a brand new commander. He's bringing aggressive policing strategies here. He's really camping out on these gang and drug hotspots that we have along lower Michigan and lower Illinois, lower Wacker, and we're seeing improvement there. But no, my preference would be to have high visibility all hours of the day. It's just right now we're having to make some difficult choices. For me, the priority needs to be overnight, and especially in the hospitality districts where we have so much of this activity.
Yeah. And speaking of the hospitality district, headline today, council member wants to deny valet license renewals to Chicago bars. That's you, Alderman. What's behind this?
Yeah, that's me. And certainly not, you know, any animus towards our tavern owners in Chicago. It just occurred to me, why on earth are we encouraging people to drive to and from places that only serve alcohol? That just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Valets serve a purpose for restaurants, but people are going there to consume food and, incidentally, some alcohol. Bars often don't have any food for their customers. It's all about drinks. And really, the focus with the taverns is less so the corner bar. Many of them don't have valet anyway. It's really the nightclubs that make lots of money selling you entire bottles of vodka. And then to hand that person their keys and wish them a good night, I just think that's bad public policy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to start that conversation. A couple years ago, we had an employee from Bottle Blonde, which is now closed, kill his girlfriend in a car crash after being handed his keys by a valet at a nightclub. and then he went and hung himself. That's one example. But my point is, there's no good that comes from driving to and from bars that are there purely to ply you with alcohol.
You probably know this, but let me read it. The managing director of the Hospitality Business Association of Chicago, Pat Dorr, said he is unaware of any research that connects the kind of liquor license Riley wants to target and prevent from renewing its valet parking license to an elevated risk of drunk driving. And he pointed to the boom in rideshare use by bar and restaurant patrons. What about that?
Look, I have a great working relationship with Pat Dorr, and we've talked about this. We have a disagreement on this particular issue. I'm not purporting to have data and studies that prove this up. To me, it just seems like common sense. A lot of the tavern owners that have businesses in the ward that I represent don't have valet because they think it's a dumb idea. They don't want to have that kind of liability hanging over their head. There are a handful out there that really want this, and I guess we'll have to have that conversation, but I just don't see any good coming from handing heavily inebriated patrons their keys to their cars.
Before I let you go, Alderman, the scooters that are coming back. Now, isn't the problem here scooters left all over the place, everywhere? You're stepping over them on the sidewalk? I mean, really, and we're going to get more of those?
Actually, there's two issues. The one that you just mentioned, but then also the use of these scooters on the sidewalks, which puts a lot of pedestrians at risk. During the debate over the issue, I kept raising over and over again the sidewalk usage and how dangerous that is. And so one of the components they built into this ordinance, allegedly, is that they're going to have technology that prevents these from working and operating on sidewalks. If that's true, then I'm willing to give this a try. I'm very skeptical that technology is going to work. Because of my skepticism, I actually voted against the ordinance authorizing this. But over the course of several years, this could bring a fleet of scooters to Chicago in excess of 12,000.
Wow.
And again, so imagine that kind of clutter. If these things can operate on sidewalks, that puts an awful lot of folks at risk. So I hope the technology works. I hope the rollout is responsible, but I'm very, very skeptical.
So what was approved yesterday by the council, a two-year plan for these electric scooters. So what happens next? Everybody just looks at how this is going to work, and when does this start?
I believe it's going to start in the spring. Obviously, the weather is a key component. But they're going to be using a blend of docking stations to avoid that clutter problem on the right-of-way that you mentioned, Bob. And they're also going to be demonstrating that this technology they claim they've developed will prevent them from operating on sidewalks. I'm reserving the right to go back and pull this deal if the rollout is a disaster. There are a number of aldermen who have very serious concerns about this proposal that went along with it on a leap of faith. I just wasn't one of them.
Alderman Brendan Riley, downtown here, the 42nd Ward. Alderman, I always appreciate you taking the time to tell us what goes on in the council meetings, and it was a pleasure to bring you the news today about the statement from the mayor's office. Steve Grzanich has more from the Northwestern Newsroom at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk to you again soon, Alderman. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, Bob. Take care.
You as well.